Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Again, that was, I mean, you just don't want to be out there that long against them and against a big offensive line, and that can kind of lean on you and wear on you. And, you know, so again, that's the complementary phase that we talked about. You know, that's the best defense against a good offense, is being able to possess the football. And, you know, we didn't do that. We didn't do that in the second half. We didn't put drives together. We didn't convert when we needed to.
So that's Mike Vrabel, head coach of New England Patriots. Their 10-game win streak came to a crashing end Sunday. They had a 21-0 lead on the Buffalo Bills at home and lost 35-31. And he was asked if his defense was tired.
They got bullied. They got pushed around in that second half. Maybe they got exposed. I don't know. It's a strong verb, but that's a team that a lot of people thought they were going to have to walk before they ran. They tripped down the steps against Vegas, kind of stumbled again against Pittsburgh, and then they sprinted. And they went into a full-on sprint, and they sprinted themselves into the inside track for the one seed, and then they rematch with Buffalo, and all of a sudden, you can tell that that is an inexperienced team, that they might be a little naive, that this is new terrain for the quarterback, that, you know what, the collective, typical of a Mike Vrabel team, together compete and play at a level that is greater than the sum of the parts, but when you really, if you can pick on some of those parts, you find there's not a whole lot of blue chip there. The quarterback's blue chip. They've got a top 5 corner, top 8 corner, whatever, probably in this league. they've got an interesting mix at running back. But there's not an individual pass rusher who's going to take games over. It's a good offensive line. They don't have a left tackle who's going to be able to shut a Myles Garrett down if the quarterback has to drop back 40 times against a team that can get after it. They don't have individual playmakers on offense who can do acts of brilliance to make sure that they get the ball and other people don't. They're not there yet in terms of that rebuild. So, yeah, I think that those things manifested themselves, came to the fore in the second half against Buffalo in a big way. And now you wonder psychologically, how do they respond to it? Do they feel like they've been exposed?
Well, I think it's just that, where I mentioned the other day that the Patriots, this game, if we're just looking in terms of the AFC East, it doesn't matter to them. Because if they beat the Dolphins, they beat the Jets, they will win the division because they'll have a better division record than the Buffalo Bills. But this game is still so important to them in terms of that psychological element that you're mentioning, Jason, because if they lose back-to-back games, then the talk of, oh, well, they had a cupcake schedule, and that's only going to get louder and louder, and they're about to get exposed come January. Like, this is a big game for them in terms of the mental.
And am I wrong? Like, they go from a team that we thought was going to get the one seed to Buffalo could catch them and win the division. All of a sudden, you're a wild card if you start to stack losses. Like, Buffalo is
spiral?
Yeah. So, like, there's three games left. If you spiral, all of a sudden, Buffalo seems to be surging. That could change. Before we hear more from Mike Vrabel, John Harbaugh talking to the media a few moments ago, said Lamar Jackson missed practice today. He was sent home with an illness. So just in case you're keeping track, Lamar has now missed at least one day of practice five straight weeks for five different reasons. It was the hamstring, the knee, the toe, rest, and now illness. He also did say...
Keep on your toes.
Yes, he also did say Ronnie Stanley and Roquan Smith, who missed today, he expects to be on the field tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate whether this would have ended up being some sort of a rest day or quasi-rest day. We don't know. But Lamar, this is his time of year. He tends to...
doesn't lose.
He doesn't lose, and he tends to get... He tends to...
Jerry's theory?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's Mexican food or not.
Yeah. Aloysius. Dr. Aloysius. That might have been peak.
That was his diagnosis.
That might have been peak Aloysius.
It's going to be hard to top.
Yeah. He's not a doctor, but he plays one on the radio.
Yes, he does.
More from Mike Vrabel. Talks about the defense's struggles against the Bills.
Well, it's not just that unit. I think the one thing that we've done in victory has been to play very complimentary. And I would say that to give the third-ranked offense the field position that they did is tough. It is tough. And again, we have to play better defensively. We have to play much better. We have to play much better in all three phases to beat good football teams or beat anybody. So again, we talked about getting the drive stopped. We talked about finding ways to create some turnovers and continue to hunt for turnovers and hammer and tip and, try to have to knock it away from somebody and then just figure out what we can do, when they get down there to get the drive stopped with too many touchdowns on third down, where we had some positive plays and had everybody in tune and playing well and getting a stop and then, giving up a touchdown on third down.
I like Vrabel a lot. I'm in a weird place about this game, Jason, because on one hand, do I think they're going to be prepared for this game? I do, because I think he's a good coach. I think they're well coached. I still don't know how good they are.
Yeah, I don't think they know how good they are. I don't think Vrabel knows exactly how good they are. We played the clip earlier in the week of him whining about officiating. I think that had more to do with him concerned about which way this pendulum might start swinging, given how inexperienced they are as a group, given just how bad they were this time a year ago. So they've the rot predates his arrival, and he changed the culture, and he checked a lot of boxes. But, boy, talent's king in this league.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now down to the nitty-gritty where talent trumps all, and they don't – I mean, how many players on that roster are going to get all-pro consideration?
Yeah, he brought it up. And how many blue chip guys do they have? It's great. They're 11-3. They took advantage of the situation that was their schedule, and they're not going to apologize for that. But It was an avalanche against the Bills. Five straight touchdown drives. There was a 91-yard drive mixed in the middle there. And also, this defense don't allow a lot of teams to get in the red zone, but they're horrific when they do. They're dead last. And the Bills were 5-for-6 in red zone efficiency.
Just to follow up on something we were talking about a minute ago about the Patriots potentially spiraling, they have the Ravens Sunday night, but then they're at the Jets and home to the Dolphins. So they should be able to take care of business. The Dolphins benched Tua Tagovailoa today, and they're going with seventh round pick Quinn Ewers, even though they paid Zach Wilson $6 million to be the backup.
They're tanking.
Oh, yeah?
It's a little late.
It is. It's very late because you were still technically alive for a playoff spot going into that football game the other night.
Yeah. Look, they could mess around and lose one of these games. A lot. This is a week-to-week league, and there's a lot of stuff going on right now. They've got a better quarterback than Carolina. Like, Carolina's not an exact comp, but that's a team that a year ago was completely, like, they were an afterthought. I mean, people were wondering, is Canales going to survive? And they didn't change coaches, but, like, they're kind of a little engine that could, and I looked at their schedule, like I looked at New England and said, ooh, I think they're going to be better than Vegas says they're going to be. Now, do I think they're going to be able to get clutch wins in December? I don't know about that, but I think they're going to stack more wins than people think, and then we'll get to that point, and we'll find out. And Carolina comes off a bye and loses to New Orleans. Like, after Tampa had already lost, and it's sitting right there for you.
Yeah.
And those are division games, and weird things happen in division games, and weather could be a factor. And if their quarterback, who passes a lot better than the other team's quarterback, it's just super windy and blustery, and it's a blizzard. And then, look, they can run the ball, and I think they're going to run the ball a lot against the Ravens, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow. But, like, they could mess around and lose a game that nobody said they're supposed to lose. Like, Miami beat Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think Mike Vrabel's really concerned about is going into that game now having lost two in a row. And now, now it's not just like they're not on that magic carpet ride anymore, but it's like, well, if we've lost two in a row, who's to say we couldn't lose three in a row? And if we lose three in a row, who's to say we couldn't lose to Quinn Ewers in week 18? So I think that's what's going on in the back of his mind. And I think you can hear that in the tone of his voice.
Ravens and Patriots, Sunday Night Football. Prime time again for the Ravens, who have not been good in prime time, especially at home. Coming up next, Terps, they were really good for a half against Michigan, but end up losing to the Wolverines at home. Buzz Williams was on Vinny and Haney. What did he have to say as they now prepare for Virginia on Saturday, a game you can hear right here on 105.7 The Fan. We talk some Terps.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Next.
Hey, you had that five out there and they looked pretty good. And I was like, yeah, I thought they looked pretty good too. But we're having to figure out that in games. You want to figure some of that out before you get to the games. Yeah. We haven't been able to do that. Like, who are you starting? Like, whatever. We've played more freshman minutes than anybody in the league, except for one other team. And I'm like, well, we haven't had a choice. It just so happened that our freshmen have been the healthiest.
That's Buzz Williams talking about having to figure things out during games rather than practices. They've had injuries. Remember, he got a late start to putting this team together as well. And so you're working on the fly, which is not ideal. Maryland coming off the 1-1, 83 loss to Michigan Saturday night.
Well, look, his preferred five were getting the job done against Michigan, and their plus minus was right there. And with Payne on the court, and again, now he when is he back in their preferred five, and how long, and
for what it's whatever. Worth, for what it's worth, Jason, Jeff Ehrman posted the other day he didn't think it was a short term injury. He didn't say how long, but doesn't see maybe he's out of. He was like implying a month, maybe.
Yeah. He found five kids who could battle with Michigan better than anybody thought they would, and had Michigan on the ropes. Now, unfortunately, the one that he's lost is the one who held that five together. But I think he's figured out a little bit more of his starting backcourt and his backcourt rotations. As they get a little healthier, there should be some better depth. I think they're going to have to lean into shooting the rock with Diggy Coit and these guys and trying to score fast and play with a lead. And then get people in foul trouble and put games away at the line. And they're going to suffer inside as long as Payne's out.
I think it's something we haven't really hit on a ton, though, Buzz, talking about coming in. We know this isn't the deepest roster in basketball this year. And obviously, Buzz was put into a really tough situation because of the bald rat. But They've also been really banged up. Solomon Washington got a late start to the year. George Turkson Jr. just went back into the lineup against Michigan. Miles Rice has missed games. Pharrell Payne has missed one game, and now he's expected to miss games moving forward. So they've also been really compromised from an injury standpoint.
More from Buzz Williams, and he was on the Vinny and Haney show, and he was asked what went wrong for the Terps in the second half against Michigan.
Yes, sir. There was a lot of good things that transpired on Saturday. I thought the ambiance, the environment, the crowd.
Oh, we lost Buzz. Buzz went into the computer shutdown, unfortunately, and that happens. Technology happens.
Lovely.
Do we have Buzz back, or is it gone for good? Buzz gone for
home
good.
Home game. Oh, there he is. We appreciate those that are listening that were in attendance and for your support. I thought collectively on both sides of the ball, it was much more apparent that we were all pulling in the same direction. I think the first thing that I would say, and we've tried to continue to find new processes so that our guys understand and are learning these lessons. I thought the thing that's hurt us the most thus far this season offensively has been our turnover rate. And I thought in the first half, to your question, we played with the lowest turnover rate we had all season long. Michigan is the number one team in the country analytically, and part of that is because their defense is number one. We played with a really low turnover rate. I thought we were much more aware of the types of shots we wanted to take against Michigan when we didn't turn it over, so that we would have a better chance to offensive rebound / get fouled. So we played with a low turnover rate in the first half. We only had four turnovers. One difference in the second half that led to their heater, as you mentioned, we turned the ball over eight times in the second half. A lot of our turnovers in the second half, different than the first half, led to transition baskets by them. They're really good in transition, particularly after a live ball turnover. So categorically, we were a lot better throughout the game than we have been in a while with the turnover rate. In the second half, we turned it over too much. When we didn't turn it over and we did miss, we did shoot it, particularly Diggy shot it really well. we did a great job on the offensive glass. It was our highest offensive rebound percentage of the year. We got 40% of our misses. So offensively, we were much better. Defensively, they are really talented. And we did do a good job of not giving them offensive rebounds. We did a good job not fouling them. But we gave up too many one-pass threes, some in the full court, some in the half court, would be what the difference was in the second half, in my opinion.
So we said a lot there. One of the things I do want to touch on, they were so bad at times this season turning the ball over, and they were much better in that respect when they were healthy in the first half of this basketball game.
Well, look, he leaned into experience, and he leaned into veterans, and it worked. And he's going to have to figure out how to bring the young guards along. And it's not like he buried him on the bench. I mean, first TV timeout, I'm pretty sure he had Adams right back out there, and he found ways to get Adams and Coit on the court together. And I think we're going to see more of that. And I think that he's in the conference play now. The experimental season is over. Those kids have certainly played enough that none of them can be sitting there pouting, saying, I haven't gotten my run. I haven't gotten my chance. And I think there is something to be gained from them developing as players while watching the more veteran guys start these games and try to establish a little bit of a pace and a tempo and a rhythm that allows them to compete with some teams that are frankly going to have a whole lot more connective tissue than this Maryland team has.
I also think, guys, turnovers, focusing on that, and they were better with that against Michigan. But the rebounding is what shocked me, because Michigan's their 10th in rebound rate, and I think 4th in rebounds per game, where Maryland's 199th in rebounds per game, 155th in rebounding rate. And they out-rebounded Michigan. And that's without having Ferrell Payne for the majority of that basketball game. And Washington getting ejected with the two techs. So for them to out-rebound Michigan is pretty shocking.
Maryland takes on Virginia this Saturday at Virginia. Virginia currently the 23rd ranked team in the country. I'm looking at their schedule. Like, their one loss is to Butler. They're 9-1.
Butler's a good team.
Yeah.
Butler's a really good team.
They beat Northwestern earlier this year. They beat mid-majors beyond that. And Dayton they beat earlier this year. But, like, it's a lot of – they play Maryland Eastern. Oh, they beat Texas as well. So, but it's an interesting schedule. Beltway Ben, since you know best – what do you think of Virginia as they head into this matchup?
They got a great coach. Odom is a spectacular coach. Very good hire. And it's not your old Virginia. Like, it's not going to be 51-50, them making it ugly, and that's kind of how their success goes. No, they're playing offense, and they're playing at a very good level. I think they're going to probably beat the Terps. I don't think it'll be Gonzaga, Alabama ugly, but I think they'll beat them by double digits.
Maryland and Virginia, that's a 6 o'clock tip on Saturday, which means pregame coverage starts at 5 here on 105.7. The Fan, we hit the hot corner coming up next here on the program. And Buck Showalter, we had him on the show last week when the Pete Alonso signing was announced, and we haven't brought any of that back. Buck Showalter was great. Remember, he managed Pete Alonso with the Mets. What did Buck think of the Alonso signing? We'll hear from him next here on The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's
be honest. If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The live nature of radio is fun sometimes. The Orioles announced, or the insiders out there in baseball announced that Pete Alonso had been signed by the Orioles, and Bone reached out to Buck Showalter and asked him to come on the show, and he came on that day.
Ben's Beltway, Ben Hall, Ben's idea, hat tip.
Yeah, he made the suggestion. Yes, it does. And so Buck joined us later in the show that very day, and we asked him, what are the Orioles getting in Pete Alonso?
Well, you know, I talked to Pete about an hour ago. We've been talking a little bit along the way, and he's so excited. He's got a three-month-old new baby, too. Wow. Three dogs. He's looking at places to live already, and it's a great fit. You know, the city of Baltimore will get Pete, and Pete will get Baltimore. I don't know. I know you guys know what I'm talking about. There's this guy's going to post up. If there's ever a guy you can trust with a contract, he's it. The only time you're going to have a problem with him is when you try to DH him or give him a day off. He likes to play, and it's not going to go away with a new contract. Pete, if you know his background, this is a guy that almost had to walk on to college. He had to prove everything along the way, and he's got a good chip on his shoulder, okay? And whether they move the fences in again or move it again, I don't know what they're doing, but it won't matter with Pete. When he catches it and he puts the bat on it, he collides with balls. They go places where you can't catch them. And he's a guy that's easy to pull for. Good teammate. You got to really search to find something negative about Pete. Very sincere, a lot of common sense, and really likes to win.
Man, I can't think of a much more ringing endorsement than what Buck Showalter just gave you about Pete Alonso. And a reminder for people who may not know, and you should know this by now, but Buck managed Pete 2 years in New York with the Mets.
No, I mean, Buck's got such a unique perspective on this. From having had the career that he's had and for knowing this town the way he knows it, and for being able to read people the way he can read people, and then having that unique prism into Alonso, like he obviously thinks this is hand in glove. And I certainly suspect that he's right. You could hear the enthusiasm in Buck's voice. The franchise needed this. The fan base needed this. And Pete Alonso, by all accounts, has the kind of personality and self-awareness and understanding to embrace that. He's the face of the franchise. That's why he's here. That's why he's here.
And not to mention, Jerry Coleman gave the press conference an A+.
That's true.
So I think you want to talk about a ringing endorsement.
Oh, yeah, Aloysius.
And it was 4 o'clock on a Friday, and he still got an A+.
Did not like it. A+.
Yeah.
It kept him from getting free food at the Army Navy.
That's true.
Presser, and he's still
because God forbid he walks across the street. Just a reminder, the Army-Navy Radio Row was in the Baltimore Convention Center, which literally is a street over from the warehouse, which was where
it
the
was
press
a bridge
conference
too far,
was. Yes, it was. Literally a bridge too far for one Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman. More from Buck Showalter joined us, I think, the day before. It might have been 2 days before. Talks about Pete Alonso hitting the post.
Well, you know, I did the same thing with Nemo, and Brandon wasn't playing as many games as we needed him to, and it was nothing due to his makeup or anything. It was just, I remember talking to both those guys. There's six tools in baseball. There's the five tools that everybody knows about, and the sixth tool is being able to post up and being able to play, because I don't care what type of numbers, what kind of analytical evaluation or projections you make. If you're not on the field, it does not matter. Okay, and, you know, Pete takes very seriously being there for his team every day. Now, who knows what the future is going to bring? There's a lot of curveballs that are thrown there. But on paper, of all the guys that are out there as a free agent, I would trust him as far as posting up. And I'm excited for the city of Baltimore and for Pete. You know, I'm flying up there tomorrow for my son's birthday. Heck, I may slip in the back of the press conference.
There's a guy that's a little fired up about Pete Alonso. But yes, there's a track record there that says this guy plays just about every game every year.
He's a real one. He seems to be someone who truly enjoys playing Major League Baseball and enjoys the sort of ancillary responsibilities of being a Major League Baseball player, like interacting with fans, like, you know, understanding at the end of the day it is a game. So he seems to play with a smile on his face and has that sort of, my French isn't very good, joy de vivre.
Yeah.
Did I pronounce that? I'm not sure if I pronounced that.
Don't look my way.
I pronounced that correctly.
I don't even know what that means.
Joie de vivre? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah. Joie de vivre? Joie de vivre. Yeah. There you go.
Sure. Kazinte.
The dealing with the media, he and it's going to be a lot different than it was in New York, a lot less and all that. But he understands that, the being a spokesman, the leadership. He gets all that, and I think he enjoys that is part of what sets his vocation apart from most other ones.
Buck saying in the first cut that he's going to get Baltimore and Baltimore is going to get him. That's not Buck Showalter blowing smoke.
No.
And
we Buck said doesn't before, really blow smoke.
No, he does. But as we mentioned last week, you can tell when Buck is politicking a little bit and talking to Buck prior to the show. He said that same thing verbatim to me on the phone. Yes.
I'm going to speak for Buck real quick and say when Buck throws in the little line about the ballpark, how about you leave the ballpark alone?
Yes.
How about you let this ballpark play like it's going to play?
Yes.
Let's give it a decade and see how it plays.
Yes.
Before you get your hands and fingers all over it again and start jerking it around.
But I also love him saying that's the sixth tool, hitting the post. And Pete Alonso, back-to-back years in which he's played 162 games. Heck, throw in Taylor Ward. Taylor Ward has only missed 7 games over the past 2 years. It's a lot different than your guy, Paul Bunyan. You like to call him Tyler O'Neill, and we know what that is.
But we know that guy's a good dude.
Yeah, we do. Hall of Fame person.
Jason's kids
Hall of Fame person.
Love him.
Hitting the post is different than hitting the Pinto.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay, all right. I know. It took me a second.
He's catching strays. More from Buck Showalter. Buck, what does Pete Alonso bring to the clubhouse?
Crow up.
Well, don't get me wrong. Pete's got a little edge to him now. Mm-hmm. You're not pulling your weight, but Pete's... You know, you never have to go, hey, Pete's in a bad mood today. Pete's the same guy every day he walks through the door. And as you're around baseball more and more, you realize what a great attribute that is. I mean, everybody knows what they're getting out of Pete. And if you want his opinion, he'll give it. And something, you know, I used to love after he'd plop down about 2:30 sometimes and shut the door and we'd talk about life. Mm-hmm. You know, he'll plop down and hey, I've been thinking about this. What do you think about that? And he's great in advanced meetings. He's a student of pitchers. And I have to search for something negative on it. He cares. And I just hope he doesn't try to do too much and doesn't try to, you know, it's like I told Lindor when I first got there, I just need you to play shortstop. Pete will do so many things just by example. And, you know, he needs to, you know, be like E.F. Hutt and just, pick your spots, and when you speak, people will listen. But he and Haley are a good addition to the Oriole family, trust me.
So we always wondered.
Again, Gigi?
What's that?
Joie de vivre. Joie de vivre.
Yeah, this is his clubhouse. Like, we wondered who was going to be the leader of the clubhouse. Pete Alonso. It's the Polar Bears clubhouse now. There will be no goofiness going on, at least not too much, because he's going to put a stop to it.
Whose house? Run's house.
Yeah, he don't get that either. No, yeah, it's a Run DMC thing.
I know Run DMC.
Yeah, sure you do. They got a little joie de vivre as well there,
Bob. Yes, they did.
But yeah, Pete Alonso, this is his, as you said, Jason, it's his house now.
Yeah, and they needed that kind of guy. They needed someone who would embrace all that, understand all that, be attracted to coming here in part because, you know, we got a bunch of kids here who haven't been able to figure it out for themselves. Can you help us unlock that? Can you be a part of positive chemistry, a team that doesn't fade down the stretch, a team that doesn't shrink when playoffs get here?
It's clear this clubhouse has needed that type of dude, that veteran presence in this clubhouse for a couple of years now. Heck, going back to the beginning of last year when we had Freddie Gonzalez on the show and he brought up saying they were hoping for Tommy Pham. And this year, Cedric Mullins talking about it, Jordan Westberg, like multiple players saying they needed this type of veteran presence.
You want to hear one more from Buck?
Why not?
Because it wasn't all sugar about Pete Alonso, but he did say something at the end. Cut 27, Beltway Ben. Buck talks about a potential lockout for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it has that potential because, you know, it's just like, there's a lot of similarity between college football and NIL right now. You know, it's just the Dodgers are just so deep. And don't be mad at them. They're just, you know, gaming the system. It's what the system is. And they're taking advantage of it. And they have a lot of resources. And it's the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's not, the Winnipeg Jets. It's just I think that you're going to see some things happen. And for those of us who went through the 94-95 stuff, I wish it's just awful. But sometimes I do think they're going to have to do something to have every fan base feel like they're on even keel with everybody else, that they've got a shot at anybody coming out of Japan. They've got a shot at, they've got the same, selling points. But right now, it's not a level playing field, and anybody that tries to tell you it is. But you can't make an excuse if you're Pittsburgh or whoever. You've got to figure out some way to do it. And that's what we tried to do in Baltimore. We had to say, okay, what can we be better at than the Yankees? What can we do? Better six-year free agents, better farm system, better drafting, better relationships, better. You can do it. But there's an excuse around every corner if you want to cowtail to teams with higher contract, higher payrolls. Okay, I'm done.
Buck, bringing fire.
Well, look, these guys could all spend more than they are, but they're content to hide behind the Dodgers and let this happen because they think it will further prove their point to finally, eventually, maybe break the union and get them to bow down and accept a salary cap that I don't think they're going to accept.
I don't think they'd ever come out and say it, but this is just my theory. I think they're all rooting for the Dodgers to go back-to-back. I really think
they're letting it happen. In their heart of hearts,
Ohtani they and Diaz. Are hoping that the Dodgers win again just so they can see.
Facilitating it by not stopping them from accumulating the best talent.
I think they have $1 billion in deferred money. They all could do that. coming up next, they're all billionaires. Yesterday, we did a six-pack on the six best things about snow. Well, now it's six-pack. The six worst things about snow. We give them to you. Actually, I'm one off. My apologies. That's at 4 o'clock. I was going ahead of myself on the rundown.
That's the tease part.
Six-pack's at 4. Big Ben. He's backpedaling. It's Necessary Roughness next here on the Fan. We love Big Ben Roethlisberger and his football and podcast, and he had a lot to say about Mike Tomlin a couple weeks ago, but now is he singing a different tune? Here's Big Ben on the comments that it might be time for the Steelers to clean house.
Well, I don't think I say anything that's like really. I don't think I say anything negative. I don't critique the player. I'll critique the play, and just because I said that, there's a time for like maybe some new thing. That's just saying that I think Coach Tomlin, if he wants to move on, he has every right to want to move on. It's not they should. It's up to him. And he's earned that right and that. If he wants to go do something else, he can and should. And, we should honor him when that time comes, whenever that is. Maybe he wants to coach you for another 10 years. That's fine, too. But I don't think I ever critique a player. You know what I'm saying? I'll critique a play, and I think it's acceptable. I think all y'all do that, too. And some of y'all critique players as well, which isn't fair necessarily, especially if you've never played it. I've played it, and I think I'm able to critique players if I want. But I still think we all go out there and give it everything we have every week and every play. It's not like guys try to do this or try to do that. So as long as we don't critique the player and criticize them, I think it's okay.
Wow.
That's him now. Imagine him when he was competing for MVP awards and winning Super Bowls.
So remember, this is him being interviewed in Pittsburgh. He went into the Steelers Ring of Honor at halftime of that game against the Dolphins. He said exactly the opposite of all that.
He's so full of crap. He critiques coaches. He critiques play calls. He critiques decisions. He was saying Mike Tomlin should take a job that Matt Campbell got.
Yeah, he's like, man, he killed it at Penn State. He said maybe it's clean house time, and that it might be best for Mike Tomlin as well to move on. Absolutely said that. Now he's doing
he's
his
playing
best.
Like Jedi mind tricks.
Dude, he's doing his best Deion Sanders impersonation with the back pedal.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
And then somehow flipping it on the media saying, dude, you guys, you can't critique players. You never played the game.
No, I love that one.
Come on.
Only people that played can talk about
it. And it's also like, Ben, you've never been an offensive coordinator. You've never been an NFL head coach. So maybe you should stay in your lane.
He would argue,
talk about coaching.
And Jason can speak to this. He would argue he has been an offensive coordinator because he was calling all the plays. Yeah.
Yes, he would. He's a piece of work, man. We have not heard from James Harrison. I'm not sure how much we're going to hear from him moving forward. Ryan Clark obviously has a pulpit at ESPN, and so I'm sure he'll continue to be asked about Mike Tomlin. That was a crazy week, man. It just was. And Ben was a big part of it, no matter how he wants to couch
it. Dump the gasoline
on
it.
Or, you know, Monday morning quarterback it or revisionist history it. He was politicking for the Steelers and Mike Tomlin to go their separate ways. Period. Point blank.
He liked it.
And he was stumping for Freiermuth, and he was stumping for Rodgers, and he was basically throwing Arthur Smith under the bus, which he belongs under the bus.
Yeah, but Ben also hates his offensive coordinators.
Yes. Except for Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians he liked.
Who's the guy? Todd Haley. Didn't he really hate him?
He didn't like Matt Canada either.
It started out good. It actually got better than anybody thought it was going to get with Haley, but then it became what ultimately I think everybody thought it was going to become.
He did not like Matt Canada.
No. No, he did not.
I still can't believe he got that gig. That is crazy.
And had it for a longer
multiple
period than anybody
years?
Thought.
Multiple years?
I am just fascinated by the fact that he said all the things he said. They're recorded because they're in podcast form. And then he talked to the media when he was doing the Ring of Honor. And he said, I never said any of those things.
What are you guys talking about? Yeah, there's not really much murky about maybe it's time to clean house.
Yes.
That's pretty on the nose.
Yeah. You use those exact words.
Yes.
It's not like you used a different form. You literally said clean out. Big Ben. He's the best.
He's the best.
I mean, like, it's just, I don't know if you saw the scene because I've seen the video. Like, they were, like, everybody was waiting to ask him about, like, think about this. He's one of their greatest players and one of the greatest, like, franchises in U.S. pro sports.
Uh-huh.
And they're all waiting for him to ask him about wanting to run the only, the coach he played almost the entirety of his career.
Yeah, he started with
all but 2 years. Coach he won a Super Bowl with. Like, but they're all waiting to ask him that because they all misinterpreted what he had said.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the first thing they wanted to ask him about. But it's because they all got it wrong.
Yes.
Everybody just, we just can't read Ben the right way.
No.
Everybody's out to misconstrue.
Yes.
Footballing.
We just heard the words and repeated them exactly the way he said
them. I'm surprised he didn't push Spence under the bus.
Yeah.
That would have been the move.
That would.
Hey, man, that was my co-host.
That was Spence.
That was Spence saying
poor
all that.
Spence. Okay. Now coming up next. Yesterday, we did a six-pack of the best things about snow. Now it's time for the counterpoint. What are the worst things about snow? Six-pack next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.